Psalm 67. It's repeated a couple of times. May all the people praise you, O God. May all the people praise you. In that joy and worship and knowing God and all nations, that's the repetitive vision from Psalm 67. So then how do churches get involved? Well, it's similar to individuals, and we highlighted yesterday four key areas: praying, going, sending, and welcoming. So that's true of our individual lives as we give God access and the Holy Spirit access to those roles, but then also as a church. So for our church, prayer is so important. Prayer is where it starts, and praying for the nations, praying for our international partners as well. And from prayer, we get more involved, we take action. And so there's going. People are returning from trips right now, Tanzania, and also Mexico, and orphanages, and just loving people in those nations. There's also the sending, and we partner with many groups and then also individuals, international partners, about 35, and with those partners, 23 have come from our own church. And then lastly, there's the welcoming. International students, we have a vital ministry, vibrant. It's so sweet to get to know the international students and just welcoming other people from other nations, and our church is becoming more and more diverse. So behind all that is really God's heart to love the nations, but then we live it out together in those ways. Whatever church you go to, share with them. Let's give to the nations. Let's go to the nations. Let's send more. Let's pray for the nations. Let's welcome people from all nations. And as that grows, it keeps building, and that's what the Holy Spirit is doing. So let's run with the Holy Spirit as we love the nations.